Lord to do for us here tonight.
Not thirsty.
Right. That's
right. It's here for us. You can feel God's presence here, and yet we're just here. I don't think we're thirsty in it sometimes. We're satisfied. God has blessed us. God has truly blessed us.
Yes, He has.
He deserves our praise. If nothing else, He deserves our praise, and I want to give it to Him. He's been good to me.
Amen. Right after one man that said, when we cease to thirst, we die. And we lose that hunger and that thirst for righteousness, we die. Amen. When you watch somebody or have been in a place where somebody's dying and they seem to be no hope, one of the first things to go is their appetite. Amen. Their thirst. They lose it. Don't want anything to drink. Don't want anything to eat. Amen. I don't want to die to you, especially when there's a well of water. Amen. Where that's springing up to everlasting life. Chapter number 5, the book of Luke. And it came to pass, verse number 1, that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering him said, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing, nevertheless at thy word I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, and they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so they were begin to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. He was astonished at all, amen, at all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the son of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Amen. Would you bow your heads tonight? Ask God to help us in the remainder of this service. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done. How you've helped us and blessed us so many times. God, we ask you tonight to move in this service. Ask you to have your way in the remainder here tonight. God, would you anoint us to preach your word? Would you let this seed fall upon good ground? Give you all the praise, honor, and glory. It's in your wonderful, wonderful name we pray. Amen and amen. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. Now Jesus used illustrations, and he was very observant at things that he saw. And here, as he walks along that seashore, amen, that place where men were known to fish, and there were probably more boats than those that he saw that day, or that were mentioned here in Luke chapter number 5. But I think what drew his attention to these boats is that they were empty vessels. Amen. Empty boats. And the fishermen were gone out of them. Amen. How displaced they must have looked. amen, how out of place they must have looked as other ships, no doubt, had fishermen coming to and fro, amen, trying to make their living by casting their nets, amen, catching fish. All but these fishermen had already left the boat. They had begun to clean their nets, and they had given up for the day. If the Lord will help me tonight, I want to try to preach on the empty boat. And the thought that God laid on my heart. I remember years ago, they built a bridge in Panama. In the city of Panama, the capital. And for a long time, you had to ride down what they called Old Panama. And the traffic was so bad, it took a long time to get from one point to another. But they finally built a bridge across that ocean. I don't know how long that bridge is, miles and miles of bridge. And you go across that ocean, it connects you to one side of Panama to the other. And as you come into Panama, that old part of Panama, up on the right-hand side, there's old houses. Amen. You can see the big buildings. You can see the high rises. You can see, amen, those fancy, elaborate buildings in downtown Panama from that bridge. But right before you come into the city, I mean, right down the road's the Ritz-Carlton. Amen. They've got these Marriott hotels. Amen. Miramar, one of the largest motels in Panama. Very elaborate in their building, and their structure. But right here on the right-hand side, before you get to all that, is a row of houses. And these houses, you can tell that the waters beat against them. Amen. They show the wear of time and the ages. And they show the wear of that water coming against them. Amen. But outside of those houses are boats. And most of these houses are lived in by fishermen. Amen. That have been there all their lives. Amen. The trade was that of their fathers and their grandfathers. And the land and the boats have been handed down through time. And you come in on that day, and you're riding on that bridge, and you look over, and if the tide's out, there's just sand, old muddy water looks like, and those boats are sitting on dry land. I've noticed at times as you rode by, amen, the nets would be sitting on top of the boat, or there would be men out on those boats working and toiling, and they were waiting for that tide to come back in. So they might go back out and fish one more day. Amen. But you notice that day as we rode by, there were several boats that were docked. Amen. Several boats looked like they hadn't been moved in a long time. Amen. Some had gaping holes in them. Amen. Some had, amen, looked like they'd just been destroyed by the elements. Amen. Looked like there'd been a great storm. And for some reason or another, amen, they were not worthy vessels any longer. I looked at those other boats as I thought about that today. I've seen boats over there that had patches on the side. Amen. Where they patched them up and slapped them with pitch and tar. Amen. They took them out again. I wonder what happened in those other boats and those men's lives that made them give up. Amen. It's not worth fixing the hole. It's not worth mending again. Amen. We'll just leave the boat and go on. That's what happened here in our story tonight. Amen. These men had given up for that time. Amen. On fishing. The Bible said that they had left their boats and they were washing their nets. Amen. They were getting ready to quit for the day. The Bible said that they had toiled all the night and they had caught nothing. Amen. That word toil means they had grown weary. Amen. They had labored. And they are told they've done all they know to do, and yet they came up empty-handed. Amen. No doubt they were weary in their trade. They were weary with what was going on. And here come Jesus walking, amen, by them that day. Amen. Notice the sailors' problem. Amen. They had given up. Amen. They had took out their net. They had left their boat. Amen. No doubt disappointed and discouraged in their heart. And notice the ship's placement. Amen. Not out in the water where it should have been. Amen. But it's brought to the shore. It's been docked, has been tied off. Amen. No longer to sail this day, but steady there in the harbor. And the Bible said he saw that ship standing, and the men washing their net. Amen. God never intended for us to dock our boats. He never intended us to give up on the, amen, on our labor. He wants us to continue on. Amen. Through times of discouragement and despair, our Lord wants us to keep on. I said he wants us to keep on keeping on. Amen. Even in weariness and despair, even in times of drought, even in times of hardship, amen, we just got to launch out and keep on fishing, if you will. Amen. Those that have abandoned their post of duty, amen, they have vacated, amen, the pew, amen, they have lost their song, they have given up, amen, on trying to touch God. I come to try to help you tonight and get that desire back in your heart to get back in the boat and try again. Amen. Knows what the Bible said. He entered in one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed them that he would thrust out a little from the land. Amen. The Savior had a purpose for the ship. Amen. He had a purpose in mind for this vessel. Amen. The Bible said that it got in their boat. That right there is a sermon within itself. Amen. Can I tell you, things begin to change when Jesus gets on board. I said things begin to happen. Amen. When the Lord of glory, amen, steps on our vessel and begins to direct our path and begins to guide our bark. Amen. Here tonight, I say it makes a difference when Jesus is in the house. It makes a difference. Amen. We're not just throwing up our hands. Amen. But they're guided by the Lord. Amen. That is here in presence. And it's touching hearts. It makes a difference when Jesus steps on board. Amen. Hallelujah. He had a plan for this boat. I said he had a plan for this boat. I notice what he does. He tells him to thrust out. And he gets in that water. They're in that boat and they're out. And the Bible said that it taught these people. Amen. Can you imagine? Amen. While they fell, as the master began to tell them words, as he began to calm their doubts, as he began to talk the word to them, and there it was in the boat of Simon Peter. Amen. That boat that was previously, amen, to stand there. It was doing nothing. It was not occupied or in use. But now the Savior's on board and he's teaching out of it. And many are being blessed by it. I tell you tonight, if we let God on board and let him have room in our hearts and our lives, how many could be blessed? Amen. Look at the ministry of Moody and Wigglesworth. Amen. Of Finney and Whitfield. Of all these men of time past. You know what they did? Amen. They got Jesus on board. Amen. He got in their vessel. And many were blessed by it. Amen. What would happen tonight? I said, what would happen tonight if we let Jesus on board and let him begin to guide and let him begin to use us for the honor and glory of God? Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, they're giving up. Think about this. Amen. In that moment when it seemed like all was lost, they got in. Hallelujah, they got in. I don't know what that determining factor was. I don't know what the point was when they said, hey boys, let's get back in the boat. Maybe it was just that word when Jesus said, amen, come and thrust out. Amen, that word thrust out means return to. Amen, return to, get back in. Oh, come on, boys, get back in the vessel. You don't want to be standing around. Amen, but let's get back in the water. Amen, that's where we're going to find what we need. Amen, that's where we're going to get our substance. You're never going to catch fish washing your net. Amen, amen, won't we thrust out tonight? I said, won't we thrust out tonight? Amen, God's got direction and the desire of Christ in our life. Amen, it's to lead us, to take us by the hand and lead us into great and mighty things. Amen, if I could just trust in Him. Amen, walk by faith, not by sight. How many miracles does Christ have? How many blessings are unto us? How many times has Christ come by with the intention of giving us something, but we won't follow? We won't be led. I'm telling you tonight, let's just let Him lead us. Get on our bark, get on our vessel, and let Him direct our path. Amen. Oh, you know what the desire of Christ is? That we'd be spirit men, spirit led men and women of God. Amen. That we'd be children of God. Amen. That don't act on our own whims or fancies. Oh, but in all our ways acknowledge the Lord and let Him direct our paths. And I have learned, I have learned over time, amen, that our desire ain't always what God wants. Amen. Our leading or our thoughts ain't always what God has planned for our lives. But when I put my hand in the hand of His, and He begins to guide me, He's never led me wrong. He's never led me into a place He couldn't get me out of. Amen. But I have learned if I'll follow Him, amen, there's greater things beyond. I said there's greater things beyond. I may not know the way. I may not understand it. I might not can see where we're going. But I'm walking behind Him. I said, I'm walking behind Him. Abraham left Ur and looked for a city with head nations, whose builder and maker was God. Amen. Jeremiah went down to the potter's house. Amen. Different ones. Amen. We're guided by the Lord. I'm telling you tonight, let Him guide us. That's His desire, to take us by the hand and lead us into greater and better things. Oh, amen. We're so afraid of the unknown. I can't see it. Therefore, I ain't going to do it. Oh, I don't know where we're headed. Hallelujah. I remember one time, we was over in Panama, and I was with put in simple terms, I was with a know-it-all. Man, he knew it all. Couldn't tell the man nothing. And you get two know-it-alls together, you got a problem. That's what we had. And we was talking. He's telling me all these things we need to do. We're riding down the road. We're in a rental car. And, he's going back and forth. I'm driving. And had to drive everywhere. I was the only one knew where to go. Come on now. And we're driving down the road. We're going to this village. And he just keeps on going. And we get into a discussion about mission work and different things. And he said, anchoring. Okay. I didn't say he was. He said, I've been here and I've been there. I've done this and I've done that. But none of that was in Panama. And he just kept on. He said, I know how to do things. As a matter of fact, I've been here before. And we ain't got to have you. And we can get it all by ourselves. You know what I did? Amen. I know it probably wasn't the right thing to do. Amen. But I engaged before I thought about it. I stopped that car, pulled beside the road, and got out. I went over to the back, told the man in the back seat to get out and go to the passenger seat. He said, what are you doing? I said, man, if you know so much about it, won't you get in the driver's seat and drive for a while? Amen. He said, well, I don't know where we're going. I said, that's what I've been trying to tell you for the last 30 miles. I do know where we're going. And can I tell you tonight, it's no sense arguing with God. It's no sense trying to rationalize it. And tell God how much we know. Amen. Tell God, amen, our thoughts and how He ought to do it. I said, God knows the
way. He's already got it planned out. He's got a ram in the thicket. Hallelujah. He's got a brook by the way. Hey, come on now. I said he's got our answer. If we'll just follow him, I might not understand it all. I might not know. Amen. What's at the end? But I'm getting back in the boat. I'm going back in the water and see what God has in store for me.
Amen. Amen. He had a desire and he had a direction. He thrust out and he said, launch, boys, out in the deep. And I know that when you say that there, he was saying, thrust and push it out there in the deep. I looked it up in the dictionary. I thought this fit pretty good. To give a person a new start in a new career. Amen. Him old boy's been fishermen all their life. He's about to turn that around. Hallelujah. Amen. He's about to give them a new lease on life. He's about to give them a new occupation. Amen. Those nets ain't going to mean so much in a little while. Amen. That boat that was their livelihood. Amen. Ain't going to mean so much in just a little while. Why? Because the Bible... they left all. Amen. Forsaken all. They followed him. Amen. You know what God would like you to do? Amen. Get off the side of the shore. Amen. Stop being a gazer and an onlooker. But launch out into the deep. Amen. What God has in store for us. Amen. The blessings that are untold. The things that we have not tapped into. Amen. Because we have not launched out. God's like to change you. I said God's like to give you a new start. A new beginning here tonight. But you better get back in the boat. I said don't give up. Get in. I said don't lift your hands and say I can't. But lift your hands and say, I can. Come on now. Amen. The devil like us at Pradock. He like us at Tied Up. And say, I'm not going to sail again. But by the grace of God, I'm launching out into deep water.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, we don't know what's going to happen. I said, we don't know what's going to happen. I remember Brother Frankie, he was going to these islands. We had to get to this other island. Had to get there. They got those Cayucas. And they had a little 5-horsepower motor on it. Evan Rudder or Johnson or something. It wasn't big. And man, it was a that boat probably about that deep. Probably about 15 foot long. Sitting on a 2x6. We got out in that water. Storm rose up. Man. Waves begin to come in. I ain't never seen nothing like it in my life. You talk about terrified. You talk about terrified. Especially when a man looks at you who's been on the ocean all his life and says, hey, brother, hey, man, if we turn over, grab me, we're going to swim to shore. Don't try to get anything. Don't try to save your luggage. Hey, man, go ahead and kick off your shoes. Hey, man, go ahead and get ready just in case this boat tips over. Hey, man, be ready to swim. You just grab me and I'll lead the way. I thought, man, no doubt this man can make it. But can he make it with me? I don't know if I'm experienced enough to swim all the way to shore. Hey, man, you could see it in the distance. But I'm talking about we were in swells. Hey, man, we go down and look like a wall of water in the front of us. But I watched that old boy back in the back. Hey, man, he never did get a grimace on his face. Hey, man, he knew how to direct the boat. He turned it just a certain way. And we didn't go directly into that wave. He turned it side of it and we come back down. Hey, man, Brother Frankie got in the front of that boat. He held onto a rope and stood up. We get on the top of that wave. And old Brother Frankie point his hand like this. Or he point his hand like that. And that old boy turned that boat in the direction that it pointed. You know what it was? Even in the storm, there were corals. And there was reefs. And if we went on, it'd tear the boat up. And them boys knew the way. And Brother Frankie
like you were saying, avoid that. Amen. Go over here, it's safer. I'm telling you, the helm of my vessel is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He'll direct my path. He'll make a way. He'll lead me through dangerous waters. I said, he'll lead me through dangerous waters. Oh, if you just thrust out tonight, I said, launch out into the deep things of God.
What would have happened if men never had launched? Amen. Fire might not have fell on Carmel if Elijah the Tishbite hadn't stepped out. Whoo! Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, come on now. Think about all the men, Gideon and David. All these men, Naaman, if he hadn't dipped that seventh time, would have never come out made whole. Hallelujah. And I wonder how many have missed that drought of fish. I wonder how many have missed that blessing in deep water because they're so afraid to step out. Amen. They're so afraid what might happen. I mean, they're terrified. I watched my daddy all my life be terrified of water. I don't know of any time he's ever got in over an ankle deep. And can I tell you, I know what he's missed out on. Have you ever been in the ocean that the waves carry you? Have you ever been in deep water and looked at the majesty and thought about how God had created and how God had moved? I'm telling you, there's things under that water that we don't know about. There's things we can't see. Amen, there's things that if we get a hold to, ain't no doubt how they'll help us. But you can't get it on the side of the seashore. You can't sit and sitting down doing nothing. Well, somebody pick up your net and say, I'm getting back in the boat. I'm going fishing again. I'll cast it one more time. I'll do it again in the name of the Lord. Amen. Why? Because it said so. Amen. Can you imagine this carpenter saying, listen, throw your net out. What was Simon's response? Master, we toiled all night. We caught nothing. You don't understand. You don't understand. We've tried it. I remember one time, Brother Frank and them was wanting to get some fish to feed the village. We're staying in. So we went out with a net. I ain't never done it before. I ain't never done it since. One of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. I mean, they took that net, and they took one side right here, and I wrapped it around me. I was standing about water about this deep. I wrapped that one side around me. And Brother Tim and them brothers took that net, and they took a boat, and they made a big circle with it. I mean, a big old long net. I ain't telling how long that thing was. And they came back. And they wrapped that thing around the other side of me. He said, you're the anchor. Hold the net. That's what I did. And I stood there and tried to hold that net. And those brothers went on the other side. Two got in the middle and began to stir things up. While two began to close that net up. I mean, they're swimming along, closing that net up. And what they were doing is trying to get the fish in and close them in that net. Well, I think we caught two fish in that whole time. And we did it several times, never did catch anything. And Brother Frankie come in and he just had a knowing. Brother Frankie, I was talking about ain't no fish out there. I ain't going to have no fish for tonight. All of a sudden, I heard somebody saying, fish, fish, fish. Amen. We ran to the dock, and there's one of those little boats. It seemed to be sitting about that high of the water. I mean, that thing was sunk down deep. And in the bottom of that boat was red snapper everywhere. Amen. Them boys, they went to a different place, and they hit the jackpot. Amen. You know what? Need to do if it ain't working where you're at. Amen. Change spots and throw it out on the other side. Amen. Peter said, nevertheless. Amen. However, God, yes, we've told him we threw it out, but at thy word I'll throw again. At thy word I'll cast it out again. I know we didn't catch anything last night, but it's a different time. There's different direction. And the Bible said that the net break and the boats begin to sink because of the drought.
fishes they had caught. What a miracle. I said, what a miracle God has in store for us if we'll launch out and cast our nets again.
Amen. You know what it did? They brought up their nets. It illuminated their failures. And Peter saw Christ and he realized how puny, how pathetic he really was. But you know what? It increased their faith. It increased their faith. And can you imagine how big that net was? How strong it must have been. And the Bible said it began to break, or it break. What they do? Oh, man. There's that blessing. I know we shouldn't come out in this water. I done ruined my net. Amen. Something done happened. If I stayed up here, I could have went back another day. But now my net's broke. Oh, the Bible said they called to their partners and said, come on. Amen. We found something over here. Amen. We've got the blessing over here. Amen. Come get a part of it. And they got so much. Amen. That their ships begin to sink. I mean, there are fish everywhere. I just imagine those fish flying in the bottom of that boat, and that boat getting lower and lower in the water, and the smile on them boys' face. Amen. Glad that they launched out. Amen. Glad that they went in deep water. Glad that they threw their net out again. Amen. If I was you tonight, I believe I'd raise my hand one more time. I believe I'd sing another song. I believe I'd press on in. I believe I'd do what God's demanded of me. And do you see what God has in store? Many things never happen because people never get in the boat. I tell you this, I'm going to close. I've told it here before. Man, God was helping me as a preacher. As a young preacher, I had more than I can get to. I ain't bragging. I'm just telling you, God was blessing me. I was somewhere every night preaching. Somewhere every night preaching. And God would begin to deal my heart. To learn Spanish. Folks would tell me, you know, out of sight, out of mind. Folks don't see you, they forget about you. But Josh, that worried me. Oh, man, all these connections I made. All these things I'd give up if I had to go. Make a long story short. And God worked in a way and a win. And I look back on that. Though I'm here tonight, amen, God's brought me a long way. I said, God's brought me a long way. And there's been times in my life, amen, when I just had to throw out the net, not knowing if I was going to catch anything or not. Amen. But God said, I stood on mountains, amen, seen church built. And I've lifted my hand and said, I'm in the perfect will of God. Amen. I've seen people come to the altar and pray, get saved, get filled with the Holy Ghost, and know nothing about the Lord. Amen. But you know what tonight? Amen. Though men might have said, that's crazy. Amen. Though they might have gave up on me, I'm glad I cast my net at Union Grove. I'm glad I set out and went into deep, uncharted waters. I didn't know what God had in store. I didn't know exactly what He's going to do. But I'm telling you, I'm blessed tonight. I'm blessed tonight. Why? Because I've obeyed the Lord. How about you? Amen. I've done what He's told me to do. Amen. I've tried to live by His word. I've launched out. I've cast my net. What are you doing tonight? Amen. In the direction of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I really believe that God came by this morning to increase our faith. Let somebody throw out their net. Amen. Let somebody launch out into deeper water and get a greater experience in God. Stand to your feet with us tonight. I know it's different. I know it's different. Can you imagine the disgust and disappointment on those fishermen's face as Jesus walked by? He said, thrust out, boys. Is that Simon? And a while ago, he was frowning. Look at that big silly grin on his face. all those fish, the blessings of God in his life. Simon comes to that boat, looks at those fish, looks at that net, and says within himself, no doubt, this ain't nothing compared to what God's got for me. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. I wish somebody just launch out tonight. Amen. Cast your net. See what God will do for you. Well, I've tried it. I've tried it. But nevertheless, Lord, at that word, I'm doing it again. The altar's open. Would you come tonight? Amen. Lift your hands as you come. Amen. Come believe in God to work for us. Come believe in God to help us one more time.